following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach with Pastor Bill Welsh. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
And hello, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome to Friday, April 17th, Fireside Chat coming to you from Refuge. And I want to read to you a passage that will kind of set the theme for us today. Here's my lovely assistant, my bride, my girlfriend.
Hello.
How many
hello
years?
To you all.
40, wait a minute. I know this. I know the answer to this. This will be 47 years this year of marriage. Am I right? I'm right. We were married in 73. Yes. We should have figured this out before we started. So you have been my girlfriend for about almost 48 and a half years.
Yeah.
Woo. God is good. Yeah. So Joy and I are going to lead you through this today.
You could have asked me my name right then, and I couldn't have told you what it was.
But I hope these have been a blessing to you. Let us know how the Fireside Chats have been helping you. Mm-hmm. Let us know. Just give us feedback. Either way, mm-hmm. we would love to hear that. But listen to Hebrews 13:15. It says, therefore, through him, that is Jesus, who'd been mentioned a verse earlier, through Jesus, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is, what is the sacrifice of praise? It's simple. That is the fruit of our lips, mm-hmm. giving thanks to his name. Okay, here's where this came from this morning as I was out walking. I love to get out in the morning and walk, and since the coronavirus has arrived, things out there on the street have changed, either on the street or trails. Sometimes I'm on the sidewalk my whole walk, and sometimes I'm down in on a trail or something. But things have really changed. Before the outbreak, people were typically friendly, some absorbed in their media, their soundtrack, or their phone, whatever it was. But then in the early days of the COVID virus, the outbreak, which was really kind of in the middle part of March, just a little over a month ago. And for me, it started while I was in Israel, that people wanted to talk. You'd wave at them, and if you stopped and had any kind of a chat, it would always go to this outbreak, to coronavirus. Then we knew that it was COVID-19, the official name of it. People wanted to talk about the travel bans. One question, sometimes it was asked, sometimes it wasn't, are you healthy? Which was, don't cough on me until I know that you're healthy. But most people were still smiling and speaking encouraging words to mm-hmm. each other, and it almost felt like it was an adventure that we were on together. And I know this is really a bad example, but it's like we'd all filed through the gates of Disneyland. We found ourselves in line at the Matterhorn. We got strapped into our little car, locked in, and the journey began. And it's almost like we turned and smiled to one another and said, hang in there. This will be over soon. And well, it hasn't been over soon. That was mm-hmm. middle March, and now this is the middle of April. In fact, in a couple of days, it'll be 1 month since I returned from Israel. And what seems to have happened is it seems that sense of adventure is kind of gone in the streets. Now, I'm not going to say it's everybody, but many people seem to be avoiding making eye contact. And some people are maybe on the spectrum of concern to almost catatonic, where people are just mm-hmm. kind of eyes straight ahead and marching. And it's beginning to look like some of those dystopian movies we've seen. Yeah. Where something has come and it's changed the whole world. And on some people's eyes, there seems to be this sense of dread and maybe even hopelessness or weariness or just heaviness. And I was thinking this morning while I was walking that it's like one pandemic has led to another pandemic. As it was called, and I wondered what this meant, the novel coronavirus. Like it was a new brand, a new strain of that. Well, the novel pandemic of the coronavirus is no longer novel. It's not just something we chat about. We live in it now. Now we hear, Joy and I, like everyone else, we've been following probably too much of the stream of the news and all the press conferences. But now we heard yesterday that we may never get back to what we call the old normal. There may be this continued social distancing. It might be here to stay. And there might not be the typical hugs and handshakes. People seem to be a little concerned, a little anxious over that. There might continue to be masks in the marketplace. We don't know what's ahead. But yet another pandemic has arrived. And instead of the pandemic of the disease, we now have a pandemic of discouragement and depression for some people. Some have locked themselves away.
Fearful. And fear.
Yes, mm-hmm. Fear and hopelessness. And like I said, that word heaviness, I'm saying that for a particular reason. See, Joy and I cannot scientifically fight the COVID virus. We're not trained in that way. We don't have those skills. We're thankful for the scientists and the doctors that are working hard on this. I love the way that President Trump yesterday gave high praise to the vice president, who said his team is literally working 24/7. There's somebody on this every moment of every day trying to beat this thing from the scientific and the medical cure. And we pray that that cure is going to come. I cannot combat it on the scientific side, but I can combat and destroy, listen carefully, we together can destroy the pandemic of hopelessness, the pandemic of the depression, the discouragement, and the heaviness that sort of looms over us or maybe just dampens our spirit, because the cure for that pandemic is readily available to us right now.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to have Joy read some powerful verses that came to my mind today while I was walking. And so she's going to read to us some verses from Psalm 42, 43, Isaiah 61. And while she's reading those verses, I want to ask you to see if you can find, I'm not throwing a puzzle at you here on Friday, but see if you can recognize in these hope-filled words, a recurring theme. So listen carefully. This is Psalm 42.
42, 1 through 5. As the deer pants for the water brook, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Not just any God, but the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say to me, where's your God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go with the multitude. And I just shared this, I think, last Tuesday in our women's Bible study. I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept a pilgrim feast. So why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? And I just kind of add our name to it. Joy, hope in God, for I shall praise you for the help of his countenance. And then you go over to 43, starting with verse 2.
It's almost going to sound like, wait a minute, didn't we just hear that? And by the way, make sure you've got your bread and your juice, too, for communion, because this is all leading to communion.
All
you'll see.
All ties into it, yes.
Psalm 43 now.
For you are the God of my strength. Why do you cast me off? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Oh, send out your light, your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your tabernacle. Then I will go to the altar of God. So I used to go with the whole multitude, but now I'm going to go again. So there'll be a time when we get to come together again. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and to the harp. And on the harp, I will praise you, O my God. So why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. That time time with the Lord changes our countenance.
It's so interesting. Psalm 42 and 43 both come down to that same resting point. I'm going to praise God. Mm-hmm. Why are you bummed out? Why have you gone catatonic? Why are you just unplugging? Why are you refusing to make eye contact with? Why have you let this thing drive you down? He said, I will hope in God. Now, those are either two different authors. Some believe that Psalm 42 and Psalm 43 belong together, that they were, it's just a continuation of the same song. Others think it's just a case of Holy Spirit-inspired plagiarism. One heard it from the other one, and they said, I like that. I'm going to put that in my song. And that happens all the time anyway.
All the time.
But it's beautiful. It says, I will praise you. Isaiah 61, 1 through 3, which is what Jesus quoted when he stood up to start his ministry in the synagogue in Nazareth. So read that to us.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord, why? Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to counsel those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified.
Oh, I love the joyful love way. The joy reads the joyful scriptures.
I love the word. I love the word of God.
You caught
so
the theme,
true.
Though, didn't you? You caught the theme. It's undeniable there. It's unavoidable. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, especially in these times. In other words, grab the garment of praise and purposely throw it over the heaviness of the moment. The heaviness of the moment is not going to go away. The gravity of the situation, it is still very, very strong. And it's to be taken seriously, but we also need to seriously take on that command to put praise over this. Lift up your praise to God. So today, Joy and I both chose to wear black and blue without talking to one another. And I chose to wear the black hooded t-shirt. I chose to put on the faded, I should have looked at there. I think I spilled something on my knee. But I chose to put this on, and I choose today to put on the garment of praise. When the spirit of heaviness comes over me, I chose today to wear the garment of praise, and I can choose to delight in the love of God. And when discouraged or depressed, whenever that stuff hits, and this is not just like whistling in the dark. It's not just sort of singing a happy song. It's singing a holy song, a song of praise to God. This is addressing the darkness by turning my attention to my defender. And so I encourage you and I exhort you in these times of discouragement and heaviness, get up and get dressed. Get up out of the stupor and get out from under the heaviness and get dressed in a garment of praise. Put on the garment. Lift up that sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of our lips, just saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Yahweh. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you for your presence. A sacrifice is always costly by definition, and therefore it's very valuable. And by the way, leading us to the bread this afternoon and the cup, I hope you have a cup with you. And if you don't, that's all right. Just sit there and reflect upon what Jesus did for us. But the way this leads to communion, it's interesting. In Mark and Matthew's version of the Last Supper, it says when they had finished their meal, they got up and they sang a hymn and then they went out. Now, John gives us the conversation of that whole night. And all that night, Jesus said things to his disciples like, I'm giving you my love. So love one another. I want you to have my hope. He said, I'm giving you my peace. I want my joy to be in you. So the question is, what song did Jesus sing that night as they were making their way out of the upper room and heading for the Garden of Gethsemane? We don't know, but we do have a clue because they were celebrating the Passover. And the Jews to this day, when they celebrate Passover, the songs that are woven through their Seder, supper, are the psalms that are called the Hallel Psalms, from Psalm 113 to Psalm 118. And if it was the last song that they sang, then it was song, what? 118, which is a song filled with praise. It wasn't a somber note at the end of that meal. It was a joyful note that Jesus sang when? when the spirit of heaviness was about to come upon him, mm-hmm. when he said, I am very troubled and I'm very burdened, he himself put praise at the beginning of that experience that night. So as we come to the Lord's table here on this Friday, we recognize that there are times when life is hard, like now, but God is good. So when I cannot find joy in the midst of the circumstance of life, listen to me, I can always find joy in the Lord of life, in the majesty of God, in the mercy of God. I can find peace in the presence of God. The joy of the Lord is my strength, said the prophet. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice, said the apostle. So I will rejoice, and I pray that you will too. So before you medicate, to take away the heaviness, meditate on the goodness of God. Before you medicate, meditate. Let me get that straight so you can remember it and I can remember it too. Meditate on God's goodness. Before you overdose on Netflix, sing your praises to God and get some praise. Get robed in some worship to the Lord. So when the spirit of heaviness or hopelessness hits you, let's just put on that garment that God has given us. And now to remember, to come to this point this afternoon, the pinnacle of the most glorious thing that God ever did was when he sent his son to this world. And the Bible says on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread. And the bread on the table that night, it would have been flatbread. It would have been the matzah. And he took the bread that was on the table. The Bible says he blessed it and then he broke it. He gave it to his disciples and he says, take and eat, because this is my body that is broken for you. He said, do this in remembrance of me. So Father, as we take this bread right now, we do this in remembrance of Jesus. And it causes us, Lord. Oh, Lord, I pray it does. I pray that it would cause us to lift praise to you for paying our debt, for lifting the curse that was on us, for bearing the wrath of God upon you, Jesus, so we could experience the joy of God and the blessing of God. So we take this in remembrance of your holy body that was offered for us. In your holy name, Jesus, we do this. Amen. Let's take and eat the bread together. Oh, thank you, Father. And the Bible says, in the very same manner, at the end of supper, just before they stood up, he took the last glass that was on their table, and he said, and this cup is the cup of the new covenant of my blood that is shed for the sins of many, and we know how many. His blood was shed for the whole wide world, every soul, including yours. Mm-hmm. He said, this is the cup of the covenant of my blood shed for the sins of the world. He said, take it and drink. And again, drink in remembrance of him. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. We are a couple of minutes over. So if you have to go, well, we won't know if you go. But if you can stick around for just a moment, sing this with me. Just a part of it. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. I worship your holy name. Father, thank you for the blood of your Son, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for making us aware and leading us to the truth. And bless your people today, Lord, as they continue through their day with a garment of praise over the spirit of heaviness, Lord. We exalt the name of Jesus over every name, including the name COVID-19. Lord, you rule over all, rule in our hearts. And everybody said, Amen. Or they sang it. God bless you. Grace and peace upon you. Have a wonderful Friday. We'll see you this weekend, Saturday night, 6 o'clock, and Sunday morning, 7:30, 9 and 11. Grace and peace.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach with Pastor Bill Welsh. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.